Hey guys, been a while since I've jumped on the podcast. Lee Constantini, for those of you who don't know, the body consult here. And I just jumped off a call with a client and I just had to jump on this podcast and just share some of the conversations that we had and the thoughts. And it's something that happens to a lot of people. And the thing is the frustration with the scales not moving. Now, a couple of weeks she's been kind of plateaued and getting a bit frustrated with her weight and the number not moving. And I asked her a question and I said, do you believe, let's call her Sarah, I'm going to keep her name anonymous. Sarah, do you believe that your actions warranted weight loss this week? Do you believe that the effort you put in deserves the scales to have moved? And she paused and she was thinking and she said, if I'm being honest, I've only really put 50% effort in. I haven't done my workouts. I haven't hit my step goals. I haven't, I wasn't tight on my nutrition on the weekend. So really, I've probably maybe put 50% in. And so, no, I don't really believe I've warranted the result of losing weight. And then I said, well, there we go. So, instead of getting mad about things, instead of getting angry that something hasn't gone your way, your weight hasn't dropped, you haven't hit a goal that you've set, why not try to understand why and ask yourself, am I really doing the things that warrant the goals that I have? Because when you can take responsibility on that level, when you can really say to yourself, yes, I've done everything in my power. I've put the effort in. I've done everything. And if you don't get the result, you won't feel bad about not getting the result. Why? Because you have put in the best effort that you can. And that will raise your self-esteem more than even losing weight, believe it or not. You see, a lot of time when people get down about their weight loss stalling and themselves plateauing, isn't because the weight hasn't dropped. Isn't because the scales aren't moving. It's because they haven't done the things that they said they were going to do. And she missed a couple workouts last week. She wasn't able to reach her step goals that we set. She had a little bit more than the usual amount of drinks on the weekend. And these were things that play a big role in you moving to your weight loss goal, right? And it might make sense and it might sound like, yeah, well, obviously. But when you're in it, when you are trying to achieve a goal, and you do these things and they just seem like insignificant things to miss or to do, they actually make a bigger difference on how you feel because you didn't just not achieve the goal. You broke the promise that you said to yourself that you were going to do this workout. You were going to go and hit these goals. You were going to get your nutrition dialed in for the week. And when you don't do those things, that's what knocks your self-esteem and confidence outside of, the weight number that you see on the scales. And so we had to have a real honest conversation about this so that we can create action steps to move her forward, right? Because a lot of the time when people stall and their weight stops moving, they just get angry and they just go, well, whatever, I'm just gonna drink and I'm just gonna eat. There's no point in doing this. And it's like a child throwing their rattle out the pram. Like, what do you ever achieve by getting angry about something? Like, how much is that going to really help you, by sabotaging yourself, by binging, by, just saying, whatever, I don't care. When really, deep down, you do care. The only person you're punishing is yourself, right? And so sometimes we need to look at ourselves and just be honest with ourselves and then just ask ourselves, like, is this action going to move me towards my goal or further away? Is blowing my diet and binging on the weekend because my weight didn't go down going to move me towards my body goal or away? Is drinking copious amounts of alcohol and, partying or whatever you do to release going to move me towards my goal or away? And if the answer is away from the goal, then you have to realize that there's going to be a repercussion. It might not be the next day, might not be the day after that, but there's going to be a repercussion of your actions. And so instead of getting angry, instead of getting mad, get better. Get better. Reflect. And this is why, it's very important that we spoke today and we had that call because, you know, she was getting angry and frustrated. So we were able to help her get better. How can we now reflect on the actions of last week and make sure that this week is an improvement? Okay, it's not going to be perfect, and nobody's perfect, and we're not trying to be, but we're just trying to get better every day, every week. And if we can do one thing better than we did the week before, guess what? You're most likely going to move towards the goals that you've got. You're going to start feeling good about yourself because you are following through on the things you said you're going to do. And then that's going to project and reflect in the other areas of your life. And then you start to feel good about yourself, your personal relationships improve, maybe your career, business, if you have one, and all the things around you start to get better as a result of you doing the things you say you're going to do. And so just wanted to jump on quick one today just to share this. It's been a while since I've done a podcast, and maybe I'll do more of these. If you guys like the stuff, just let me know, so I know to share more of my thoughts, you know, conversations with clients or just reflections on my journey, clients' journeys, and just, you know, life experience. If you like this kind of stuff, let me know. If you're listening on the podcast, just like give it a rating review as well, so I know to do more of this. But yeah, I hope today's message helps you just kind of reflect and just think, instead of getting angry, get better. You know, if you have hit a plateau, if things aren't going your way, you know, just ask yourself an honest question. Am I doing everything in my power to shift the number on the scales? Am I really owning this goal and doing everything that I said I'm going to do? And if the answer is no, then get better. Make this week a better week. Make today better than yesterday. If the answer is yes, then just keep working at it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. And if you're not sure of the answer, then really have a think. And most importantly, be honest with yourself. You know, don't go easy on yourself. Be honest. And through being honest with yourself, you will start to do the right things that you know you need to do. Cool. All right. Hope this helps. If it does, share it out. Tag someone. Or, yeah, let me know. I'll do more of this kind of stuff. Speak to you guys soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.